Maybe you just need to hear that God can take that which looks impossible and make it possible. As the Bible says, God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and the weak things to put to shame the things which are mighty. My friend, God is the one that will provide. God can do in one day what would take 1,000 years to do, and would take 1,000 years he can do in one day.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is so good to have you on Truth and Fact today, and we are in 1 Kings chapter 17, and verse 7 says, "And it happened after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land." It had rained for 3 years and 6 months. God told Elijah to go by the brook Cherith, and God provided for Elijah miraculously. Praise the Lord. God is a miracle working God. And I want you to know that he does meet our needs, and we need to be thankful unto the Lord. God met the needs of Elijah. Elijah was in the will of God, but there came a day when the brook dried up. Well, we will go through dry times in our experience with God. Well, what do you do when the brook dries up? Well, number one, you don't blame God. You don't get angry with God. Sometimes when we experience a dry time, we have a tendency to take it out on the Lord. Perhaps it's God showing us that there are some things in our heart or our lives that are not quite right. But just because you're going through a hard time doesn't mean that you're out of the will of God. Just because your brook has dried up doesn't mean that you're out of God's will. It doesn't mean you've missed the Lord. It just means the brook has dried up. Secondly, when the brook dries up, you don't deny the reality of it. You see, faith does not deny the reality of a situation. You know, some folks will deny a dry time because it's considered a negative confession. That's right. Let me ask you this. Did the brook dry up or not? Well, the answer is yes, the brook did dry up. You can stand there all day long and say that the brook is not dry. But the fact is, or the reality is, of the situation is that it is dry. It did dry up. My friend, don't deny the reality of it when it happens. Be honest and truthful to God and to others, and God will bless you for it. My friend, God is big enough to handle the truth. So let's tell him the truth. He knows what it is anyway. Some people say, well, you know, I'm not sick, but you are sick. So confess it to God and ask the Lord to heal you, to touch you, and he's sure to do it. In other words, stop lying and admit that the brook's dried up, and then cry out to God, and God can do something about it. God can't do much until you realize that you need God. Elijah needed God, and what Elijah got was this, a word from the Lord. When the brook dries up, get a word from God and not from man, and he will tell you what you need to do. So God told Elijah this, "Arise, go to Zarephath. I've commanded a widow there to provide for you." See, God was in control the whole time. He's in control whether you realize it or not. God always has a plan. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Many Christians are walking in a fog today because they don't admit the truth. It's okay to be truthful. It's okay to be honest. So what do you do when the brook dries up? Well, you don't blame God. You don't deny the reality of it. But thirdly, God has something better to take his place. God always has one more option. We might run out of options, but God never runs out. God had a plan all along. God had provided for Elijah. He's Jehovah Jireh, my provider. So God always has a plan. If the brook dries up, then he's got something better down the road. He's never out of options. And in this situation, God used a widow woman to provide. God takes that which looks impossible and makes it possible. The Bible said God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and the weak things to put to shame the things which are mighty. David said this, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." The Lord is his provider. The Bible says with God all things are possible. God can do in one day what it would take 1,000 years to do. And what it would take 1,000 years to do, he can do in one day. My friend, is your brook dried up? Well, this is the answer. Let's not deny the reality of it, but let's take it to the Lord, cry out to God, confess it to him, and the Lord is the one that can provide for you and me. So let's put our faith in him.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.